Last week, the Food and Drug Administration banned the use of red dye number 3 in food, citing concerns that this dye could cause cancer in rats. What does it mean for humans? Because it isn't going to be officially banned until January 18th, 2028. Let's bring in Dr. Wasif Saif, a hematologist and oncologist at the Barbara Ann Karmanos Cancer Institute. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
So people are concerned, obviously, that this could cause cancer. What is the effect on humans? We know it happened periodically in rats.
That's true. So this red dye, which is also caused chemically as erythrocene, is really made from petroleum, which is a synthetic color additive used to give foods and beverages a cherry red color. A study done in early 1980s showed that after 70 male rats were fed doses of red dye number 3, equaling to 4% of their diets over their lifetime, 15 of those male rats developed thyroid cancer. However, at this time, no data has shown to show the evidence that this caused cancer in human beings. But it is a very important concept to understand as an oncologist, because I'm very concerned, as always, as we all know, that cancer is caused by a multifactorial causes. And I think it's very important that it's a combination of factors that you don't know, and you never want to tip a scale with the things we put in our mouths.
No, and we should be clear here. While the FDA has withdrawn its approval, that doesn't take effect until 3 years from this past Saturday. So what's the best advice for people that are concerned about this? Where do we find red dye number 3? And if we're looking at ingredients on a box, how do we know that it's there? Other than just maybe color. And we're talking about oranges and other colors,
like
as well as red. Yeah.
Right. I think you brought a very important point, and I think it is important to keep in mind that not only this red dye is added to the food, the candies, you know, strawberry color milkshakes, artificial meat, but also it is a part of medicine. And I think that is a big responsibility. We cannot expect people to read the labels of ingredients even in the medicine. For example, it's in, you know, cough syrups and other medicine, this red dye is there. And I think at this time, education is the key element. I think we should look at the ingredients. If you go to the pharmacy and get a medicine, you may can ask the pharmacist to help you out and guide you. And whenever you buy anything like food or candies, you need to really ask and look into the ingredients. I think that's the only advice I can give you at this time, because as you mentioned earlier, the companies will have until 2027 to remove the dye from the products. And the drug makers even have a longer time. They are going to wait up till 2028.
As a person who studies cancer and people who have it all the time, are you seeing an uptick in any way? Are you worried about other things we're eating?
I think food has a major component of causing cancer. One example is early onset colorectal cancer in human beings. Unfortunately, the rise has been shockingly concerning. We believe that there are many factors which is causing an early onset of cancer that includes inflammation. You know, one thing we talk about microbiome, which is the bacteria in the colon. So, for example, another red dye 40, not only concerned to cause inflammation of the colon and potentially can cause colon cancer, but also related to hyperactivity in the children. So I think there's no question that cancer is a multifactorial disease, and it is caused by not only genetic factors, but many environmental factors and dietary factors. And I think there's no question about that, that dietary factors play a major role.
So take us out 10 years from now. This ban, will it have a meaningful impact on cancer rates, and which cancers might we expect to see improvement?
Regarding this particular dye, definitely, you know, we still don't have any human data to collect. Keep in mind that this
right,
dye
was
banned.
That's the thing. There's no smoking gun here, is there?
Exactly. There's no smoking gun. And the interesting part that bothers me, that in 1990, this dye was banned by FDA under the Delaney Clause for cosmetic use, which is topical use, but it was not banned from ingestion, both in the form of food as well as in the form of medicine. So definitely, you know, it's not like we are collecting these cases or we will be able to know, or we may never be able to know, that what was really the negative impacts of this red dye into our lives, into our health, and how many number of cancers caused by this dye.
I mean, an easy thing we could do is trying to eat less processed, less synthetic, more fruits and vegetables. That would be an easier thing. Right, doctor?
No question about that. You are exactly correct.
Yes.
But
it's hard.
Keep in mind that
red meat, the color's real in red meat, yeah. Right?
That's exactly true. As you know, that all these artificial vegan meats, including the limitation of bacon and sausages, they do contain red dye 3 or similar other dyes. So, but I think the problem is also that the way of lifestyle we live, everybody is on a run, everybody is looking for convenience. And I think at the same time, organic food in general is more costly. And with the inflation rate, I think it's very hard to expect people really to eat a very healthy diet.
Well, Dr. Wasif Saif, we appreciate the work you do at the Barbara Ann Karmanos Cancer Institute, oncologist, hematologist, and thanks for explaining this a little bit better. The makeup thing was confusing. Like, it's not okay topically on makeup, but okay to eat in medicine.
That just doesn't make sense.
But I think another thing to put it over here that we are always behind. Keep in mind the European Union, Australia, and New Zealand banned, you know, most of these dyes, including the red dye, in 1994. And here we go, in 2025, they finally will have this ban that will still allow the companies to get rid of this dye for the next 2 to 3 years. So I think it really tells us that, you know, probably we are not focusing on overall, you know, health of our population and maybe focus on some other items. I think it's time to think about, because once you ingest somebody, that's become a part of your body.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, doctor, we appreciate you explaining it all to us. Have a great week.
Same to you. Take care.
One other little health-related item here. And it's kind of escaped a lot of attention with what's going on, but on Friday, Medicare announced the 50 new drugs that are up for price negotiations, and among them, Ozempic, Wegovy, and Rybelsus. So the major type 2 diabetes drugs and the weight loss drugs. Also Trelegy, big asthma treatment there. Brio Ellipta, COPD drug, and Otezla, an arthritis drug. They now, hopefully, there'll be somewhat
affordable
of a price mitigation there. Yeah, make it more affordable.
All right. Well, coming up on JR Morning, top of the hour, we have the top news stories of the day. It's MLK Day. We should celebrate that and talk about this ceasefire deal because three women are back in the hands of their family.